Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Several hacking forums published a dataset with personal information of over 533 million Facebook users from 106 countries. The information includes phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, locations, birth dates, and some emails. A Facebook spokesperson said the data had been scraped using a vulnerability the company patched in 2019. Google began rolling out its integrated workspace Gmail redesign to free users, which adds chat messaging and the ability to join rooms with the existing Google Meet integration. Users can now opt in to early access to the redesign on the web and Android apps. GitHub is investigating abuse of its event-based GitHub Actions tool to mine cryptocurrency, believed to have begun at least as far as November 2020. The attackers fork a legitimate repository, insert a cryptominer GitHub action, then file a pull request to merge the code back to the original repository, which causes GitHub to spin up a virtual machine and run the code. The Entertainment Software Association announced an all-virtual E3 2021 will take place June 12 to 15th, with early commitments from Nintendo, Microsoft, Capcom, Konami, Ubisoft, Take-Two Interactive, and Warner Bros. Games to present at the show. The ESA is targeting an in-person E3 in Los Angeles in 2022. Clubhouse rolled out Payments, its first monetization feature, now letting all users send payments, with receiving payments initially testing with a smaller group. Payments are processed with Stripe, which charges a small card processing fee, but Clubhouse does not take a percentage of payments sent. The UK launched the Digital Markets Unit, a new regulator that will review allegations of anti-competitive behavior by large technology companies. The regulator doesn't currently have the power to levy fines until Parliament approves legislation governing its oversight power, expected by next year. Signal began a beta test of peer-to-peer payments on its messaging app using the cryptocurrency Mobilecoin in the UK. The test is available on iOS and Android apps, but not on desktop. Facebook will add labels to posts from pages, marking them as from a public official, fan page, and satire page. The labels are in testing in the US and will gradually be added to more posts. Lenovo announced the Legion Phone Dual 2, which offers a 6.92-inch 144Hz OLED display, pop-up selfie camera on the side, two batteries, two USB-C ports, and two cooling fans. The device uses a Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 SoC, offers up 18GB of RAM and 512GB of storage, coming to China in April and Europe in May, starting at €799. Twitch expanded its approach to off-service enforcement of its hateful conduct and harassment policy, which will now be enforced against serious offenses that pose a risk to the Twitch community, even if these actions occur entirely off Twitch. The company partnered with a third-party investigations law firm to more thoroughly investigate and respond to these issues. Intel showed off a beta of Bleep at GDC's showcase this year, which uses AI to censor hate speech and other objectionable speech in real time during gameplay, developed in partnership with Spirit AI over the last 2 years. The presentation showed a settings panel where users select between censoring none, some, most, or all on different categories of hate speech, including racism and xenophobia, misogyny, LGBTQ hate, and body shaming. The online trading platform Robinhood reported 9.5 million customers traded cryptocurrency on its platform in Q1 2021, up 458% on the year. Robinhood launched crypto trading in January 2018, offering 7 different cryptocurrencies, but previously hadn't disclosed crypto trading numbers. HMD Global, which makes phones under the Nokia brand, announced new affordable 5G smartphones from 75 to 349 euros. The top-of-the-line X20 gets you a 6.7-inch screen and 64-megapixel camera running on the Snapdragon 480 5G chipset. It also has a dual-sight feature to use the front and rear cameras at the same time. Yahoo Answers will shut down on May 4th, with posting new questions disabled on April 20th. Users have until June 30th to request data, although Yahoo clarifies that you won't be able to download other users' content, questions, or answers. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.